Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, there's a notice of the start of compulsory screening for BVD in all Scottish cattle breeding herds. Bovine viral diarrhoea, or BVD for short, can cost up to £18,000 for every dairy farmer, and eradication will benefit Scottish farming as a whole by £80 million over the next 10 years. The disease, which is not passed into the human food chain, has historically been difficult to eradicate, but full marks to the Scottish Government for getting things underway with the new compulsory screening programme. Now, back in the summer, we reported that wool prices had hit a 25-year high due to the supply and demand situation, with declining sheep numbers the main reason for mule cross wool reaching around £1.38 a kilo. The campaign for wool has helped to lift prices, and now some carpet manufacturers are looking back to synthetics to help them, with supplies at an all-time low. Here's John Thorley, chairman for the campaign for wool, explaining the current pricing structure.
It is going up, partly as a consequence of there being a shortage, but mainly because we have a campaign which is actually identifying the positive benefits of wool.
So how much has it gone up just over the past 12 months?
It's just about trebled, I believe. Back in 08, the average Bradford price was something of the order of 38 pence a kilo. We're now looking at over 160 pence a kilo, and the price is going up. So that is the sort of magnitude of the change. And I think that's all very, very good stuff.
At one time, it wasn't covering the cost of clipping, was it?
Well, again, the whole of this started with the Prince of Wales, who supports, he's a patron of the Mutton Renaissance Club. And we'd had a very good event on mutton. And he said, when are we going to do something about wool? Because he had seen the fact that wool was being looked upon as something which was a cost with no income, and we needed to do something about it. So we are doing something about it. We've got the support of all the countries around the world. It's not just our own wool board. Australian Wool Initiative are behind it. The New Zealanders are behind it. The South Americans, the South Africans. Anyone who produces wool is coming behind it.
And tomorrow we'll be finding out from John Thorley just how Prince Charles's campaign for wool has gone right down to the consumer. And that'll be here on MFR Farming at the usual times, 6:40 and 12:40.